Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5422. Baruch Hashem, dated the second day of the year, Tavshin Yuzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from before Pesach. And apparently he wrote to the Rebbe that he wants to increase his time that he studies, setting up time for the study of Chassidus, the inner part of Torah, the luminary of Torah. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you're putting in effort to fulfill your heart's desire for the good, to add in the study times in Chassidus, the inner part, the luminary of Torah. And the Rebbe says, if this was something, if this is something which is necessary because of the time we need that extra study for everyone, how much more so by those who are descendants of our holy Rebbes and leaders, the family of the Rebbe. That person, apparently, doesn't say the name over here, was from the Rebbe's family. So he's saying that obligation is for all the family members, and more even because you come from the rabbi's family. And the Rebbe says, so it's not only about yourself studying, but also to disseminating, spreading out the wellsprings wherever you have the opportunity, wherever your hand reaches. So your obligation is greater many times as much than the other Hasidim, because you're from the rabbi's family, so therefore you have even a special, a much greater obligation than even of the rest of the Hasidim. So since you have the obligation and the privilege with this, that means that you have been given the proper, necessary strength to fulfill your specific obligation. Rebbe always says, if we have an obligation, that means that Hashem gives us the strength so that we can fulfill the obligation. And the Rebbe is saying that for sure you'll fulfill your desire, you'll increase learning Chassidus, and also spreading Chassidus, and this is a privilege, and especially you're from the rabbi's family. Now, he asked the Rebbe where he should settle down in the future, and he's asking the Rebbe, should he go and become, dealing in agriculture, Meshek, those mean in Kfar Chabad. I don't know if this was Kfar Chabad, but a lot of people used to raise chickens or cattle. They would not so much cattle, but they would work the land. They would grow. They were agriculture. So he's asking the Rebbe, should he get involved in that? And he writes to the Rebbe that may conflict with him with the possibility of studying Torah. He says, I'll be busy working in the field, then I won't be able to study Torah. And the Rebbe says, no. The Rebbe says, that's not the case, the Rebbe says. Since even people who are farmers and people who raise various kinds of livestock have been obligated to study Torah. So you can't say that if you're going to be busy in farming, or you're going to be busy in raising livestock, you won't be able to study, because since it's an obligation for you to study Torah, Hashem does not come with unfounded expectation. If you're expected, it means you can do it. And the Rebbe says, especially, you see, practically speaking, the Rebbe says, that there are many people who are raising livestock, and they're farmers, and they study Torah, and they're successful. No, that's not a reason not to get involved because you're thinking that you're not going to be able to study. It's not true. And the Rebbe says, besides this, besides all the other reasons, specifically in our times that we're living over here, it is necessary to increase the number of those who study Torah who are involved in these areas, in these other areas, in order to uproot the false narrative, the false idea that those who want to occupy themselves in the in raising livestock are exempt through that from Torah mitzvahs. In other words, the Rebbe said, you have to be a living example, because people think that if you're involved in other areas, then you can't learn Torah. By you doing the opposite, you would prove, you would uproot that false idea. And the Rebbe says, being a living example is more valuable, is more effective than any type of work and encouragement. If you can show that you can be involved and still learn Torah, that will be the biggest lesson for other people. And the Rebbe says, the merit of the many that you are influencing for the positive, that supports, gives help to the one who's doing this, who's occupying this. So the Rebbe says, as I said before, this is in addition to all the other reasoning, and some of them that you also write in your letter. So the Rebbe is suggesting him to become, to get involved in raising and farming life. The Rebbe says that's actually important now. In other words, you should be an example for others to see that just because you are busy in farming and raising livestock, and that doesn't mean that you can't be a Torah Jew. You can be a Torah Jew, and you will be actually marrying the many. That will give you actually support. Now, you might say, but what you have been used to and you're trained in is the study of Torah. And I take that back. I didn't read it well. Maybe you're going to say that what you're struggling with is to learn Torah and also continue in the raising in the meshek. That's too hard. You can't do both together. So the Rebbe says we have an expression of our holy Rebbes, our leaders. Just like a person must know their own shortcomings, meaning a person needs to know if there's things that he needs improvements, if he has shortcomings, you gotta be aware of that and try to fix it. But one is also obligated, our holy Rebbes say, not to diminish one's qualities. Don't underestimate, don't put yourself down. You have to recognize your potential, your strength, your greatness, because that's also necessary to serving Hashem properly. If you diminish your own greatness, so that is sometimes a trick of the Yetzirah. He's trying to prevent the person from fulfilling his mission, that was to serve Hashem. So he puts you down. He tells you, you can't do it. You're not really capable. So he's trying to convince you or convince yourself. There's an inside voice within yourself telling you, you know what, I won't be able to do both together. The Rebbe says you could, and you will, and you should, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe encourages him to go ahead, get involved in the meshek, in the raising, in the farming. Get involved in it and study Torah. You can do it, and you should do it, and you'll be a living example. And Rebbe says sometimes when you say, oh, I can't do it, That's part of convincing a conviction of your Yetzer Hara. He's trying to get you to not to do it because it's important to do it. And he sometimes convinces the person by putting him down and telling him that you're not doing it. So go ahead and do it, and the Rebbe sends him his blessings.